Minister with responsibility for national mobilization and social development, Dr. Orando Brewster, said the explosive eruption of La Soufre significantly increased the nation's vulnerability. The minister outlined in detail some of the initiatives undertaken by the ministry to address the immediate needs of persons affected by the crisis.
Some of these measures that were implemented were the establishment of a national data and call center to collect information on displaced and affected households. We also, through the ministry, developed a national evacuation placement registry to identify displaced families, temporary placement location, where they came from, their migration pattern, as well as their needs. The ministry also established a distribution and repackaging center to provide food packages for displaced families in private homes and some in hotel and apartments that were not provided with cooked meals by that accommodation. Other basic amenities were also provided to displaced families in shelters. The ministry also developed and implemented a need assessment tool to map the needs and services required for the folks who are displaced, some who are still in private homes as well. We are still working with them. And finally, we established a national psychosocial framework with state and non-state agencies, focusing mainly on a coordinated approach to address the trauma and psychosocial needs of displaced families.
Dr. Brewster said from its National Evacuation Placement Registry, over 5,000 families evacuated as a result of the eruption. He said the data also allowed the ministry access to critical information for those who were directly impacted.
From the data captured through analysis of the National Evacuation Placement Registry, we were able to identify that approximately 5,083 families, or approximately 19,319 persons, evacuated their homes due to the eruption, whether from the directly impacted zone or some of the zones outside, which are the green and yellow. The captured data was also able to provide us with critical information with regard to the number of displaced families in private homes and also families from the evacuated zones who did not evacuate, because throughout the evacuation, what happened is that some folks decided to remain in the red and orange zones. So we had to capture this data to our national data registry, and this was done in collaboration with NEMO and the Ministry of National Mobilization.
The minister also provided an update on its food distribution initiative dubbed the Mobilization Box.
To date, the government through this ministry has distributed over 25,000 food packages, or what we call the Mobilization Box. And this was primarily concentrated to folks displaced in private homes. And we also added to the private homes folks who are returning, because as we are aware, there are some folks who have moved back into the zones, and we had to provide food packages for them when they were returning home. Now, what is the cost of all this in terms of the money? And it is important for us to highlight this. For the approximately 25,000 packages that we distributed, there's a cost attached to it of $6.6 million. And in addition to these food packages, or what we call the mobilization box, the government purchased about 15,000 what we call the RRT boxes. And this was at a cost of $2.2 million. So far, just between these two food packages, we are at approximately $8 to $9 million between all these packages, totaling approximately about 40,000 food packages.
That was Minister with Responsibility for National Mobilization and Social Development, Dr. Orando Brewster. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufre Volcano Update.